Okay, we're on the few number of Aleph. Parsoi Manolan to me Yefes Kosu. Parsim, how do we know they came from Yefes? Yechsib, Bnei Yefes, Gomer, Umagog, Umadai, V'yavan, V'tuval, Umeshech, V'tiras. So now the Gemara explains which nations these were. Gomer, the Gra has the Girsa Germania. Which we have is Germania. Gomer is Germania. Magog Zekandia, Modai Ze Macedonia, Yavan Kimashmo. There's another girsa here that Yavan is Macedonia, Macedonia is Yavan, and Modai Kimashmo. Tuval Ze Besonaiki, Mesher Ze Musia, okay, Tiras, Poligbor Epsimai Verabonen, the Amrilor Ebi Simon Verabonen, Chadomer Ze Bes Triki, the Chadomer Ze Poras. And the truth is, some say that Ben Yehoyada says that they're not really an argument. There some of the mishpachos settled in Beis Traiki, and some started Poras, and it's hinted to in the name Kiras. The first two letters Tuf Yud is from Traiki, and the last ones are from Poras Reish Samach. Tani Rav Yosef Tira Zupras. Safta v'Rama v'Safticha. These are also the next pasuk. Tani Rav Yosef Sakistan Gavyasa v'Sakistan Braisa. The outer Sakistan and the inner Sakistan and the outer Sakistan. Right, there were cities that one surrounded the other one. Bein Chada l'Chada Mea Parsi. They were separated by 100 Parsos between them. The Akefa Alpha Parsi. And the outer perimeter around both of them was 1,000 Parsos. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Sakistan Gavyosa v'Sakistan Braisa. Asafta v'Safta Chokoi. Shishman Shava. It's talking about the nations that started these cities. Safta and Saftacha. Since they're the same name, basically. They basically were one area, one inside the other. V'hei mechoz mukaf harim, right? The place that was surrounded by mountains. V'achitzon l'makefes ha-sapnimis. The outer city surrounded the inner one. V'rechok ha-pnimis min ha-hekef ha-chitzon l'cholzad mei ha-parsi. The inner city was 100 amas on all the sides. The diameter was 100 amas from the outside perimeter. The Hekifachison, the Alpha Parsi, the outside perimeter was a total of 1,000 Parsis. Vatehi Reshis Mamlachto Bovel, the Erech, the Akkad, the Kalnei. Bovel Kamashmoa. Right? They then spread out to Malchus Bovel, Erech Ze Urichos, the Akkad Ze Dashkar, Kalna Ze Nofar Ninthi. And these are the names of the places that were known, I guess, then, not known now. What? Min ha'aretz ahi yotza Ashur. From that land, Ashur went out. So Tani Rav Yosef, Ashur is a silik. Ashur is the name of a nation. The other mafarshim, the Gemara here is mashad Ashur is the name of a person. But it seems from other Mepharshim that Ashur could be a person. Ashur is either Ashur himself, and he left the people there because he didn't want to be involved in Migdal Bavel, and therefore he was Zoche to be able to build Nineveh. And some say Ashur refers to Noach. Noach was still around when the Migdal Bavel was built. And some say Ashur is Avram Avinu. There are various Midrashim. But this, the Argumara says that Ashur is the name of a place, name of a nation. In the Aretz Yotza, Shalolios Batzes Dor Haflaga. They left because they didn't want to be part of the Dor Haflaga. But even as Nineveh, Vies Rechovos Ir, Vies Kolach. Nineveh Kamashmo. Nineveh, we know what Nineveh is. Rechovos Ir is a pras. Pras the Meshon. Kelach is a pras the Bursif. It's the section on the Euphrates where the city of Meshon was. That's Rehovos Ir, and Kelach is a section on the Euphrates that's called Bursif. The Resen bein Nineveh uvein Kelach hi ha'ir agdola. Resen ze'aktisfon. even though there's a Hiar Iragdola, Aktisphon, there was an Aktisphon in Bavel, but it's not the same Aktisphon. It's a different Aktisphon. Hi ha iragdola. So resen, so now it says hi ha iragdola. Any day im ninve o iragdola, im resen o iragdola. Don't know if the iragdola is going on ninve or on resen. Then what's it called? Tosa says, lechora, why don't we say that it's going on kelach? That's which it comes right immediately after that. Ha iragdola. So they say that what's it called? If it would have been going on Kelach, it wouldn't have said Hi Ha'ir HaGdola. It should have said Kelach Ha'ir HaGdola. The fact that it says Hi Ha'ir HaGdola is even going back on Ninveh or on Resen. Kshu Omer V'Ninveh Ha'isa Ir Gdola L'Elokim Mahalach Shloshes Yomim. In Yonah it says that Ninveh was described as an Ir Gdola. Had the Omer Ninveh Hi Ha'ir HaGdola. When the Pasuk said Hi Ha'ir HaGdola, is going back on Ninveh. The Sham Achiman Sheshai V'Talmai Yelidei Ha'anak, and there lived Achiman Sheshai and Talmai, who were the children of the giants. Tana Achiman, why was he called Achiman? Miyuman Sheba Achim. Right, he was the most distinguished of the three. Sheshai Shemesim Es Ha'aretz Kishkisus. When he walks, he destroys the land with his footsteps. When he walks, he makes furrows. Since it was darshaning all these names of these cities, so it brings down these names also to darshan. When he walks, he destroys the land underneath him. The hashin echad levado shorish b'teva. There's a teva where the shorish is one letter, the shin, and it's similar to she'es, which means to destruction. Okay, dover acher, Achiman, and the Gra doesn't have this dover acher because it's not going on gashin the names anymore. It's something else, so it's not a dover acher. Achiman bona anas, sheishai bona alush, talmai bona talbush. So if you have the dover acher, so then the idea is that it's darshaning their names. It was called Achiman because he built Anos. The Ayin and the Ches interchange. Sheshai because he built Alush. It has a shin in it. And Talmi because he built Talbush, which has a tuf. So we're darshaning the name still on what they built. But the Gra takes out the Dover Acher because it's two different things. One's telling us what they built, one's telling what the meaning of their names was. So it's not a Dover Acher. Yelidei ha'anak, why were they Yelidei ha'anak, shemanikin hachama b'komosan, Rashi, tlamim kishuros hamachrisho, he made furrows when he walked, dover acher lo garsina. So Rashi says also, like the Gra, that we not gorish the dover acher. Manikin hachama, domish et savaro noke va'ola b'chalon rakia. He's so tall that it looks like his head goes into the sky. Okay. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Rebbe, Asida Romi Shatipol Biad Pras. Before Mashiach comes, the Roman Empire will fall into the hands of the Persians. Today's language, the Christian will fall into the hands of the Muslims. Shenemar, Lochain Shimu Atzas Hashem Ashiyoatz, Yoatz Al Edom. What's this about? El Edom. Asher Yoatz El Edom, Umachshavosav Asher Choshav El Yoshvei Teimon, Im Lo Yisach Fum Tzirei Hatzon, Im Lo Yosim Aleihem Noham. Right, so it's a Pasuk Mashma that the Edom is going to fall into the hands of Poras. Maskiflo Rabba Barula, My Mashma, the Height Tzirei Hatzon Poras. How do you know that Tzirei Hatzon, that the Nevuah says that Edom is going to fall into the hands of the Tzirei Hatzon? How do you know that's Poras? Poras, who deceive, Ho'ayil Asheroisa Bal Karnayim, Malchei Modayu Poras. In Daniel's vision, when he saw the isle that had the horns, that was a symbol to Modayim Poras, the two horns. So Moses says, who says it's Poras? Maybe, and that's why it's called Tzirei Hatzon, hinting to the vision of Daniel of the isle with the two horns. That's Modai and Poras, the Ema Yovan. No, maybe it's Yovan. Dechsiva hatzvir hasoir melech Yavan. The Yavan is compared also to a goat. So maybe the tzire hatzon, which also includes goats, is referring to Yavan. And Rome will fall into the hands of the Greeks, not the Persians. Kisolik Rav Chaviva Bar Sumki, Omra Kamei, Dahum Rabbanan, Omra Le Mandel Yoda Prushe Kroi, Moshe Tiyufta Lerebi. Somebody who doesn't know how to read a pasuk straight, doesn't know to understand the pasuk, he's asking questions on Rebbe. How can you say it's Paras? Maybe it's Yavan. My Tzirei Hatzon, Zutra Da'achoi. Tzirei Hatzon means the youngest of the brothers. So what's it called? So the Tani Rav Yosef, Tiras the Paras. Tiras is Paras. He was the youngest of the children mentioned over there. We had before. Now, Tiras was the last one. So that's why Tzirei Hatzon refers to Paras. So it comes out that before Mashiach comes, the Christian world will fall into the hands of the Muslims. See, 1 second, there's a machlokas here. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Asi the Romi Shetipel Biad Paras. Kal v'chomer. Right? Why will it be that in the end of time, the Paras, the Persians, will take over Edom? Because of a kal v'chomer. Ma mikdash rishon shebanu b'nei Shem, ve'achrivu kasdiim. The first Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech and was destroyed by the Babylonians. Noflu kasdiim biad parsoyim, and the Babylonians fell into the hands of the Persians. Mikdash Sheni shebanu parsiim, the second Beis HaMikdash, which was built by the Persians. They're the ones who gave permission to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'achrivu ramoyim, and Rome destroyed it. Eino din shiplu ramoyim biad parsoyim. Surely the Romans are going to fall into the hands of the Persians. Amr kamei ahum rabban Rashi loha atak the Rabbi Bar Ula said this kasha that Rabbi Bar Ula asked. Noflu kasdim biad parsiim belshatzar biad dar yodesh hamode. The Koresh aparsi chosna. Right. In the end, the Babylonians fell into the hands of the Persians. Okay. Amr Rav asid the Koresh shetivu yad Romi. Rav says no, the opposite. That in the end, the Persians will fall into the hands of the Romans. Omru le Rav Kahana Rav Asi l'Rav Benuye biad sture. Right, that means that the people who built the Beis HaMikdash are going to be fall into the hands of the people who destroyed it. Omer lehu in gzeiras melechi. Yeah, it's a gzeira from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's the way it's going to have to be. And some say gzeiras melechi means when the Persians built the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't do it on their own volition. That was also gzeiras melech. So the ones who built it was Xeris Melech, it wasn't on their volition, and the ones who destroyed it also was Xeris Melech. So there's no Mila of the ones who built it over the ones who destroyed it. It all was Yad Hashem. So Mimela, there's nothing wrong with the ones who built it falling into the hands of the one who destroyed it. Okay, Ikedi Amre, Omar, let's see, Omar Rey, Omar Lahu, In Hunami, Hokasasre Bekanishta. The Persians also destroy shuls. So they're not only builders, they're also destroyers. Tanya Nami Hachi, Asida Prasha Tipo Biadrome, Chada de Sasre Bekanishta. In the end, the Persians are going to fall into the hands of the Romans. One reason is because they destroy shuls. V'ol Gzeris Melechi. And Sheyiplu Bolin Biat Sosra. Besides that, it's Gzeris Melech. That's the Ratzon Hashem. That for some reason, the ones who built the Beis HaMikdash should fall into the hands of the ones who destroyed it. The Omer of Yehuda Marav, Ein Ben David Boat, Shetivshet Malchus Romi, Harisha B'chol Ha'olam, Kulo Tisha Chadoshim. Mashiach won't come until the Roman Empire rules the entire world 9 months. This Roman Empire is basically the Christian West. Is the Roman Empire. It's 9 months is like Chevle Leda. We say it's Chevle Mashiach. So the 9 months are like the time of pregnancy before Mashiach comes. And the reason is that Yaakov and Esav split up this world and the next world. And Esav never really got to rule over the entire world. So for 9 months before Mashiach comes, he'll rule over the entire world, his descendants. Shenemer lachein yitneim ad es yolda yivolda yolda the yeser achi yeshuvan al bnei Israel. Where's the pasuk? Lachein yitneim ad yoleda yolada The Yesher Echav Yeshuv Rabbanei Yisrael. The time will come, what's it called, when till the time that it takes to give birth, which is 9 months. Okay. Let's go on. Tan Rabbanei. All of the offices that were in the Azara did not have a mezuzah because they weren't places where people lived, except for Lishkas Parhedrin, because that's the Kohen Gadol every year for 7 days would live there, so it had a mezuzah. Om Rav Yehuda, v'halukama Lishkas Hayyub Mikdash Shoyel and Beis Dira, v'lo yohem mezuzah. There were a lot of lishkos that people were there, what's it called, and lived there, and they didn't have mezuzah. Elolishus parhedrin gzeiro haisa. Really, it wasn't chayiv and mezuzah because the dira wasn't a dira kavuas, once a year for 7 days. So it really didn't need a mezuzah. None of them needed a mezuzah, even if people lived there, because they weren't didn't live there kavua. But it was a gzeira. We'll see what the gzeira was in the end. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rabba. Rabba, Omar Rabba, Kesov Rabbi Yehuda, called Bayish, Eino Osli, Mosach Hamli, Mosach Shomim, Eino Bayish. A house that's not made for winter and summer, you only live in it part of the year, is not called a Bayish, and therefore doesn't need a mezuzah. Same thing goes with an office. It says, if you're not there day and night, you're only there in the daytime, you're not there at nighttime, according to many poskim, doesn't need a mezuzah. Eishvei Abaya. So that's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called a Beis Dira. So Minat Torah, it doesn't need a mezuzah. Eisvei Abaya Voksiv the Kesias Beis Achorav Al Beis Akayis. Right, Lemaisi, you see, it is called a bayis. The winter house and the summer house are called houses, even though they're only meant for dwelling summer or winter. Or Malay Beis Chorav U Beis Kayis Ikri Bayis Stam Malo Ikri. They're called Beis Achorav and Beis Akayis, but they're not called Bayis Stam. Okay, Eisvei Abaya Sukkas Achag Bechag Rabbi Yehuda Mechayi V'Chachomim Potrim. A sukkah during sukkas. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says it's chayiv and mezuzah, and the Rabbanim say it's potter from mezuzah. That's how we pass it. You don't have to put a mezuzah on your sukkah. The Tani Allah, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv be'eruv uve mezuzah uve meiser. Right, Rabbi Yehuda holds a sukkah. What's it called? That sukkah is chayiv in what mechayiv be'eruv. It has a din of a house legavi eruv and legavi mezuzah and legavi meiser. So it can't be midrabbanan. The chitema midrabbanan. Right, you say that it only has a din of a house with the Rabbanan, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda said before. Eino chinami, Lishkas Parhedrin didn't need a mezuzah, but it was a gzeira. There was a din to Rabbanan to put a mezuzah. Same thing over here, it's only a din to Rabbanan. So there's no contradiction, can't be. Right? Because Bishlam Eruv mezuzah ikal megum with the Rabbanan. Eruv the mezuzah, you could say, they gave it a din of a house, Lagabi Eruv, that if this house opens into the Mavui, right? And it's what's it called, the sukkah opens into a mavui, so you have to include it in the Erev. It's considered a house, and if you didn't include it in the Erev, it passes the Erev, and that was only the din drabana. And the same thing goes with mezuzah. They're mechayivit mezuzah with the rabana, but really minat Torah, it's not considered a dira because it's not made for the whole year, right? So there's no contradiction to what Rabbi Yehuda said before. How could you say that the Rabbanan were Mesakin that a sukkah should have the din the Gabi Meiser? What's the din the Gabi Meiser? That if you bring your what's it called, Tvua, into the house, then you can't even eat it Aroi and you have to take off Trumas and Meisers. Till you bring it into the house, right, you can eat it Aroi or give it to your animal. So the din of a sukkah is a din of a house. If you brought it into the sukkah, it's also Chayiv. L'charev is not really chayiv. It's only what's it called. And if the Rabbanan made it chayiv, there's going to be a problem. You're going to think it's chayiv, and you'll take from that on something that's really chayiv in Trumas and Meisers. And you can't take from something that's not chayiv on something that is. So it's going to come out of kilkul. And they point out even there's a lot of halachas where the Rabbanan made Trumas and Meisers for Rabbanan. But all of those cases, it's clear that it's only the Rabbanan. Here, it doesn't. People don't understand why if you brought into the sukkah and you're chayiv and you can't eat it aroi, then it's chayiv. They don't see a difference. Mashen came by notzitz nakuv and notzitz she'eno nakuv. Right, so there you can see the difference in the kli. There's something that shows you that's only the rabbanan. Here, there's nothing that shows you that. Right, Dilma asi lafushim in achiv alapturim and aptur lachiv. The rabbanan wouldn't have made a din of sukkah to be considered a bias. Lagabi Meiser, because it would come to the Kilkul. So it must be a Din Doraisa. So we have a Stira. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lishkas Parhedrin was not Chayiv and Menezuzah, because he didn't live there all year. and yet he held a sukkah as chayiv mezuzah, even though he don't live there all year. Let's see Rashi. There were a lot of places in the Azorah where the Shomrim sat, and they lived there. They didn't live there day and night, but they lived there part of the time, and they didn't need a mezuzah. The reason they made that you put a mezuzah on Lishkas Parhedrin, so people shouldn't say the Kohen Gadol is in prison for 7 days before Yom Kippur. He's in a place that doesn't need a mezuzah because it's like a prison. But here it's mashma that a prison doesn't need a mezuzah. Ain't no bias, the gabi mezuzah, but even bias choshev. Beisecha. A mezuzah's beisecha, you need a bias choshev. Not something that's not choshev because you don't live there all the time. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Linyan Meiser. The Kaimelon, Ain't Hatevel Meschayev Meiser, Melecho Mimenu Achilas Aroi, Achira Pnei Abayis. In Emre Biarki Akonish Bin Abayis. Tevel is not chayev to take off Trumas and Meisers, where you can't eat from it, Aroi, or give it to an animal. Right, until it comes into the house. And it was Nigmar Malachto. You had to finish off all the processes and you burn into the house. From that point on, you're not allowed to give it to an animal, you're not allowed to eat it aroi, you have to take off trumas and maisras. Till that point, when it comes in the house, you can eat it aroi and give it to an animal, which is called achilas aroi. Be'eruv, in psuch alechotzer, sheesh bashar giros, if the sukkah is open to a chotzer, where there's other dwelling places, oseres alkulav, he didn't include that in the eruv, but asks all of them. Im lo irvo imohen, uva mezuzah, v'yapagav de'en asu l'mosachan l'sakshamim, even though the sukkah is only made for sukkahs, right, still, Rabbi Yehuda holds it needs a mezuzah. And l'chori holds it needs a mezuzah min ha-Torah. Not midrabbanan, so it's a stira between Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says lishkas parhedrin because they didn't live there all the time. Only needed a mezuzah mishum gzeira the rabbanan, and here it's mashma that you need a mezuzah min haTorah. Okay, so let's see the answer tomorrow.